Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive and speak to Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Hi, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and of course, this is Voice for Veterans, and we are doing a broadcast live event. Right now, it's called a podcast. I used to call it radio and TV put together, but they call it podcast. This is our podcast to the world. I'm glad to have Mr. Cruz here. He's been working for this for a long time. I kept talking and he kept walking. He's here. He did it. We're all happy. I got everybody in the house. And I do want to say thank you first to the president of Atlantis University. Now, you all know I'm trying to talk and I can say poquito just as well. But I know. Tell me the name again so I don't get it wrong, Mr. Cruz.
The president of our university, Atlantis University, is Dr. Omar Palacios.
Dr. Omar Palacios, first we give you grace because you didn't have to do this. Somewhere in your life you made this possible, and we're glad you're here so we can help keep it going. I'm Keith, the boss of the beach, and this is live right here. It's a podcast that we're doing for Atlantis University. I do a regular broadcast out of St. Petersburg, Florida, with 96.7 Sunshine Radio, and we're going to put them on point right now, and they will be hearing this program. I'm going to thank Paul Murray, and I'm going to thank all the people who came along, and the engineer. How do you say his name again?
Aníbal.
Aníbal! We got it right the first time, and y'all going to meet something that you never knew. I got the Mambo King in the house, and we got the new mascot. The Mambo. Now, the reason I'm using this mascot because he's a bulldog. And on the 10th, it's the Marines' time.
We'll run.
We're already on the run. We got a Marine in the house. And a lot of people don't know how important that is, that these 2 days merge at a time when strength stands still. That's why. You have November 11th every year, and it should be every day. But this time, we're going to make it an everyday occurrence because everybody who's listening now has to know the new word is we support vets too. That's all of us. And that's all of you. And the reason we're doing this podcast, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to other things that veterans need to know. And the families of veterans. I push the families of veterans because what's happening is the families of the veterans are usually the ones who don't know the information. A lot of veterans are quiet. What they did over there made them a little bit quiet. So some of the things they don't talk about. And if you're talking about Vietnam veterans, you're lucky to get them to smile. Because they don't talk about nothing. But their families deserve the things that the benefits come along. That's part of our job, to let the families know that the benefits are there, that you can get them, that they do what they can, and there are different organizations who will help you. Let us not put the burden anymore just on the poor VA. The Veterans Administration has been overworked for years. It's time for churches, schools, doctor's offices, Walmart, Amazon, any Sears left, any of the food stores left. It's your turn to pick up the ball for veterans. And then we all together stand in America and around the world because veterans are veterans everywhere. Yeah, we have American veterans, but Germany has veterans. We know they've got some veterans in North Korea because they're trying to get out. Watch out. Shut up, Keith. Don't be trying to make it controversial. But they got plenty of veterans around the world. And what we stand for is veterans. Those who hold up the banner when they've finished their job. They stay at the job. Now, I know that the Mambo King is here in the house, and we're going to be bringing him in a minute. But right now, I want to say one other thing. Here's something that we talk about very little, and I'm going to go into it in depth in a minute. Cemeteries. You all don't realize that all of the national cemeteries are full. And they're trying to buy other cemeteries. They're trying to make other way for cemeteries. And I'm thinking maybe around in Homestead where we are, maybe we ought to be advocating for a new cemetery, a national new cemetery for South Florida. Because the only cemetery that's for South Florida, I think, is in Palm Beach. Once you get to Palm Beach, you're dealing with regulars. I think that's something we can think about. And I know a lot of veterans are talking about that. Because, unfortunately, they're dying every day. I think we lose about 1,000 a day from World War One is gone. I think he was 115. He died a few years ago. Still a bunch of them with World War Two. It's a bunch of Korean War veterans. So we have to look at that picture as one of the things we deal with. And we got Burial with Dignity coming. I'm going to talk to you about it later. Burial with Dignity. It's a place in time. Burial with Dignity. And I got a cemetery that I love. It's over in Bay Pines National Cemetery. They have done wonders. And you can get with Bay Pines National Cemetery. And if you have a family member who's in the West Coast of Florida and they want to make sure that their veteran is being taken care of, please, Bay Pines. Just check them out. They have everything. It is a full complex for veterans. Go. It's a lot happening. And all the politicians show up and stand there and get their pictures. So you know it must be a good cemetery. Because they're trying not to die. Yes, thank you for taking time to talk with us. And this is Voice for Veterans. I'm at Atlantis. Listen, when I was a little boy, I used to think Atlantis was real. Now I know it is. They said it sunk in the ocean, but I'm telling you, it rose again right here. Atlantis University. On time, downtown Miami. Now, they got a couple other branches, too, but they run downtown. I'm going to go out in the window and let y'all scan and see it in a minute. I'm looking at all of Miami right now for veterans and all of the military guys. And I do have to put in my police because most of them are veterans. And all of you veterans who are over there at UPS, we appreciate it. Thank you for what you have done and what you do. And stay tuned to us. OnTheAirToday.com, WVET Online Radio, which is here for veterans, military, and first responders. I got to just take care of my boys at the first responders because most of them are veterans anyway. But all the first responders who are out there who brave this thing every day, we're here. I was so proud. I went over to Fort Myers after the hurricane and walked into the FEMA office, and there was one of the veterans. He had his hat on, Navy. Sitting in the middle of all the rest of them, proud as he was there working. So you fit in everywhere. Many years ago, I did a political event. And one guy who was running, he didn't win, but he said, for veterans, they have to fit in. It's time for us to let them fit in so that they are a main part of the fabric of what we bring to this country. And I believe that. The guy didn't win, but his statement was true. Special services will always exist for veterans because they're special. But when they fit in, they get it all anyway. So y'all let them get in where you fit in. I'm going to play that song next time y'all see this radio. I got me a guy wrote me a song called Get In Where You Fit In. And that's for the veterans. And it works. Now, I'm going to let you hear a little music. Bring up something and then me and Mr. Cruz are going to take it to the next level. Music up.
Midday and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans on Radio St. Pete online. It's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach on Radio St. Pete online. It's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Have you ever met someone that you were so in love with and you want to fit in everything that they do? And I believe I met someone, lady, and that's why I want to fit with you. That's why I'm going to get in with you, babe. Get in where you fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. Get in, where you fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. You're such a sophisticated lady, with your dressing, smiling face, and positive professional attitude. That's what you carry with you. That's why I'm gonna fit with you and everything, everything that you try to do. Get in, get in. Where you fit in, baby? Get in. I'm gonna fit right there with you. Get in, where you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. Like meeting all your family members and your friends, attending a family reunion or two, going shopping, maybe taking in a movie or two, holding hands when we're walking in the park, watching the birds like most lovers do. Get in, where you fit in, baby. I want to fit right there with you. Get in, where you fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. Well, such a feeling being right here next to you. I like the way you hold me, baby. I know I like that special thing that you do. You make me scream out your name. I say, I'm gonna get in. Where you fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. I'm gonna fit with you, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. And I wanna do everything that you wanna do. I know you like going to fashion and sporting events. I'm gonna fit right there too. I know you like to go dancing, lady. I'm gonna try, I'm gonna try to do all the line dances that you do. If you wanna step with me right now, get in. I want you to get in. But when you fit in, baby, I wanna step right there, step right there, be next to you. I love the way you carry yourself. Such a lady in everything that you do. And I just wanna fit right there. Fit right there with you, baby. Been a long time coming, but I knew you was coming my way. I wanna fit with you.
We're still the greatest country on the face of the earth. The home of the brave and the land of the free. A lot of young men and women shed their blood around the world and proudly gave their lives for you and me. I stand.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us, who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.
Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in right here. And we're broadcasting live from, guess what? Atlantis University. There is a university here that is making a mandate for veterans to just get better. You can do all you can, but you can always get better. And that's what Atlantis University stands for. And they're inviting veterans to be a part of this family. Wait a minute. Here comes Mr. Cruz. He came on in and he's ready to tell you all something about the greatness of this event that we're going to be doing on November 11th.
Keith, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share this stage with you. It is fantastic. And what we're doing really is supporting our veterans. As an institution, part of our responsibility is to give back to our community. And one of our communities that needs the most is the military. I'm a retired Marine myself, so I have experience. I spent 20 plus years in the military, active duty Marine Corps. So I understand veterans, and I know what it is that we need to do to support them. And I appreciate what you do. I appreciate what Waddell does. And also, I want to thank the people here who have been able to put their time and to help us, from the leadership of the university to our technicians, Anibal, everybody else that put forth an incredible effort to bring this help and this assistance and the knowledge to our veterans so they can be oriented and they know where to go. And so Atlantis University is doing this to support our veterans. We're located at 1011 Sunnybrook Road, right here in Miami, next to the Veterans Hospital. For you guys that know Miami, we're very close to them. In fact, we can see them through our windows.
Through the window, you can look right down. The glass of life comes through the windows in America because we got glass everywhere. But guess what? We can look right at the VA right here.
That's exactly right. And so one of the things we want to do is to go beyond the words. And we hear this all the time when people know and realize that we're veterans. And, you know, graciously, they tell us that they appreciate our service and they thank us for it. And what we want to do here is to go beyond the words and do physically something for our veterans. And we want to make sure that it is memorable. They remember it. And one of the things we want to do is to give them a certificate of appreciation for the service to our nation. And so that's just a way of recognizing. We're going to have 50 veterans that will receive the certificate. We ask people to refer them so that we can select them, and they're going to be here. We're going to provide food for them, and we're going to have a great time. And also, we're going to be able to have people that are going to come over here, very interesting people. Keith is going to be talking about them to make sure that our veterans are receive a very welcome aboard to Atlantis University.
And that's all veterans. And those who support veterans are very important to us, too.
Absolutely.
We found out that those who support veterans do a lot more work. When I first went under a bridge, I realized that the veteran there was just hungry, but it was also somebody beside him who was hungry. And they felt one thing. It was just like being in a foxhole. It didn't matter what color, what race, what food, whatever. We both in this foxhole together, boy, if that bullet come, I'm going to duck. So they take care of each other. The lowest number of people in the last 3 years that got COVID were the homeless. They didn't get it. They were outside. They were walking around. They said, y'all got COVID. Y'all in them buildings with the air conditioning on. We ain't got it. So now we have to learn something. We all support veterans, everybody. Now we have to acknowledge it. And we're going to do that right now by continuing with this show. Let me ask you one thing. How'd you meet Waddell, now that I think about it? Where is Waddell?
We met probably 13, 14 years ago, a long, long time ago. And part of the reason and the way that we met was for the same purpose.
Yes, sir.
We both had an interest in helping our veterans. He has an organization that is dedicated to assisting veterans. And being a veteran myself, the first thing I did was work with him to see what I can contribute to help veterans. So it's been a long journey. Yes. Along the way, we've done a lot of good work. We got a lot of work to do. And one of the things you mentioned to me earlier, Keith, that I think is really important is that people cannot stand on the sideline and just watch veterans go by. They need to be involved. They need to help. They need to support. I mean, we ask veterans to do an incredible work, and they risk their life, and they go out there and defend our rights. And I think it's not a matter of owing them. I think it's a matter of us really being grateful for what they do. So they protect our rights, and that's incredible. You know, along that, we have also first respondents. We have our police. I mean, it's not just veterans. We have a lot of people out there that work with our community, and we want to support them.
Well, we have to support them. And that's what we're doing in this new generation of young people. We built a bridge, and now we have somebody finishing the bridge to cross it. Yes, Waddell had American Veterans Alliance, and the new division that they got now is U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. What does that mean? That means that we don't know how many people stayed over there after when they got to Hawaii. Some of them went back to Japan. Boy, got some beautiful kids over there now. They went back.
Yes, they did.
But we have veterans all over the world, and we want them to know that we're embracing them wherever they are. And a lot of the veterans who stayed in another country have kind of left that because they won the war, but they lost the battle. They left some woman back in America that they should have stayed with, and they stayed over there. And the real life came above what they were. But we want them to know America still loves you. The world still respects what you did. You came to win. Fortunately, you won. Booyah, number one. We're winners, so we share that with everybody. Now, ready? What? Well, I see Waddell McGee came over, jumped up in here. Waddell, tell everybody hello.
Hello, everyone. I would like to thank Atlantis University for this humongous venue that we're putting on the 11th.
Yes.
The 11th is a very important day, but I want our listeners to understand every day is Veterans Day.
Talk to them.
It's not just the 11th, but we are veterans 24/7 globally. So just remember that when you think about us only on the 11th.
Yes, every day.
Every day is Veterans Day.
I want to thank Anthony. Waddell knows Anthony for what he's done. He's included a major event coming to Miami on the same weekend, and we got Les Brown, and we got one of their veteran people will be here. His name is Mr. White. He's going to come by, and he's going to thank them. And we're inviting 100 students, veterans, everybody. We're going to give you the tickets to go, to come sit down and be motivated. Just to be motivated. Just wake up and remember that there are things bigger than you that you can achieve. That's what education was about in the beginning. Everybody knew how to cut grass, but they didn't know how to make a lawnmower to make it cut faster. Man, I grew up, man, pushing that. Didn't even have a motor on it. You know, in fact, it was five of us boys, and the Winslow boys would get that to them lawnmowers, and we'd take turns, and we'd cut grass everywhere. Boy, was I tired when I got to picking cotton. I ain't going to tell y'all about that. My daddy was at Redstone Arsenal, Huntsville, Alabama, working on the Nike missile. I never will forget. But he said, son, work hard, work smart, and don't ever retire. Because you'll get lazy. So I'm not retired. I'm still here. Mr. Cruz is still here. He didn't retire either. But he might have to go back to Costa Rica, so we ain't gonna worry about him right now. We know he'll get up and leave if he necessary. I need the. Where's my Mambo King at? Where's he at? Almost ready for you. I need the mascot in there. I want y'all to know that we are really pushing the 10th before we go to the 11th. It's the Marine Day. It's a couple of Marines hanging around here beating up on the Army and the Navy and the rest of us. But we like to fight, so it's all right. I need to say hello to all of the people who support the U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, because it's a new thing and it's working and people are happy with it and they're realizing how much we can do. My mandate is to every week that we start doing this on a regular basis to get one or two of the students to just show their faces, and I see them all on our screen here, so we're really proud of those who are going to carry the ball. I learned something just the other day. It's not important what your parents do. It's important that when you get there where they were, that you say, I hope they're proud of me. I hope my parents are proud of me for what I'm doing. When children get to that point in life, they cease to worry about it, except they still call you for a $20. Dad, I need some money. You're going to get that anyway. That's a part of what we do. We ask them for something anyway. But it's a blessing. I want to thank everybody. We're going to come right back, but right now, a little bit more music. Got it.
Open up your heart.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Try to help your brother. I never knew that that song would be as big as it was when I wrote it on an airplane trying to remember something that I'd forgotten, and I got a fine for leaving the man's bag, and it was Little Richard. I was road manager for Little Richard, and I left the bag in the hotel. I got fined $50, and I was so hurt. I was 19 years old. I didn't know no better. But that $50 hurt. And I said, try to help your brother so you don't get in trouble. I wrote the song, and Little Richard recorded it for me. So it is a part of something that I did. But I remember now when I do the military, try to help your brother. All you can do is try. But the only thing that beats a try is doing it.
Very, very important to remember, no podemos olvidarnos de todos nuestros hermanos latinos que también vienen a participar con nosotros. Yo personalmente nací, crecido en Puerto Rico y tengo mucha familia por todas partes, y los veteranos vienen de todas partes, hablan español, hablan inglés, hablan francés. Yes. En este caso, invitamos a todos nuestros amigos para que estén aquí presentes con nosotros, porque nosotros también estamos representando a nuestra nación. Muchas
¿Cómo
gracias.
¿Cómo está, amigo?
Fantastic.
I knew what it was. It felt good when I thought about it. It's called mucho gracias. Not that old happy thing, but mucho gracias. I need to see one thing, because we're going to wrap this thing up. We've had a good time. We know that the whole purpose of this is for November 11th. We're going to give away some tickets. We're going to make sure that this place has people in it. And we're going to honor 50 veterans who probably never knew that somebody ever thought about them.
Absolutely. We're
going to bring them up to the speed where we are. On top, number one, as my daddy used to say, we support veterans too. All Amen. The way, all the time. Keith, the boss of the beach, at your service. Over and out with a shout. Say thank you, of course, my buddy Tim Goodrich down there in St. Pete and all the rest of us. And I definitely want to thank Mr. Cruz again for what he has done to open this door. I hope that all of y'all listening were looking. I do radio. This is something way past radio. We got a TV screen up here, and we got cameras everywhere. It's called podcast. Veterans now can say Voice for Veterans is on a full-blown podcast. Thank you, Atlantis University. Please. And everybody who I didn't name, I'll name you next week, because we're going to do this again. Over and out with a shout. All right. All my team out there in the back, they just beat me up. Now, give us a shout out. Wait a minute. All y'all say something. Everybody yell something. They said something. Okay, that's good enough. Thank you very much for everybody down there. Jamal was there. He's helping me. Ed is in here helping me. Wait a minute. Waddell came in, and the Mambo King is back there with our mascot. And I don't know. I'm going to take a picture and have him put it on the TV screen. You all will be seeing the mascot in a minute. Thank you again, Keith, the boss of the beach. And this is Voice for Veterans.
Thank you, Keith.